Now, this is a review what we're doing here, because we sort of did this last week, just talking about this man, Franz. And he had people saying to him, what you're doing, it won't matter. Whatever you do, you're just going to lose your life. You're going to waste your life. You won't say a Heil Hitler. And because of that, we have to execute you.
因为这位仁兄他就是不愿意说赞美希特勒，然后他几乎做所有的事情，他不愿意为纳粹去从军。那这些人就跟他说，你所做的事情只会让我们 把你给处死。
And in the movie, I think he actually goes for about 3 courtroom trials.
那在电影里面呢，他经历了好三四次不同的法庭审判。
Similar to Jesus Christ, actually, on the night that he got taken into captivity in Gethsemane, I think there was about 5 trials before the next day. So all during that night, first there was the trial of the Pharisees, and then he went to, I think it was Herod's court, and then he got sent up to the King of Galilee and back and Pontius Pilate. So it was about 5 times.
那耶稣基督也是一样，他虽然是当天晚上在最后晚餐之后，他被抓。他其实被审讯了差不多5次哦，被不同的人审讯了5次，才第二天才被送上十字架。
And all Jesus had to say really was, I'm not the Son of God. Now, Pontius Pilate was giving him the opportunity to say that I am not God, because Jesus Christ had been claiming he was God.
然后呢，其实他耶稣基督被抓只是因为什么要一直让他受审，就是希望他有一次可以讲说我不是神，我不是神的儿子。
And Pontius Pilate said to him, don't you know I have the power to set you free or to crucify you?
就是最后那一位就是他们那个罗马的总督就跟
比拉特
我真是记不起来好反正他呢就他就唯一的只有他呢是跟耶稣说你难道不知道我有能力可以让你自由或者是让你被处死吗
You remember what Jesus said to him?
还记得耶稣怎么说呢?
Jesus said, if God didn't give you the power, you wouldn't be here. Basically, the power that you have to be before me is given to you by God.
然后耶稣就对他说, 你不知道你的权力是来自神给你的吗?
Yeah, and the scripture is very clear. Actually, Jesus Christ is the one controlling human history. So when he says God, he's really referring to himself. He's saying, I put you here in front of me.
然后其实整个历史的决定者是谁呢？就是耶稣基督他自己。所以他所说的那个神把力量给你、权力给你的那个神，其实就是他自己。
And Jesus certainly wasn't going to lie. He wasn't going to bend the truth. He wasn't going to say anything against God's plan just because he wasn't going to go to the cross.
而耶稣基督绝对不会要去做任何不属实的事情，只为了想要逃避被钉上十字架。而那个却是神的计划，他不会愿意改变任何神的计划。
He stood for truth, and he wasn't going to change that.
而他就是要说实话，而且他不会去改变他要说实话的事实。
And it's an interesting point in today's society. I don't know what it's like in Taiwan. I don't really follow the local news too much regarding social issues. But like in the United States and the Western world, there's a big thing now about free speech.
现在不晓得台湾有没有去报道在欧美的这个状况，就是他们的一些社会性新闻。这个很重要的一个社会议题，就是所谓的言论自由。
And a lot of things about fake news. You know, it's very difficult to find out what's the truth these days.
因为而且呢，就是所谓的假新闻这件事情，在现在这个时代，到处都已经看不清楚到底什么是真的，什么是假的新闻。
In New Zealand, where I come from, and we've always, in the past, especially when I was growing up, considered ourselves a free nation with freedom of speech and freedom of expression.
来自纽西兰的 Tim 呢，他说在他们的国家一向都是很自傲，他们是一个自由的国家，可以有自由的言论，然后可以有自由的表达。
And that's just not true anymore.
现在已经不是真的了。
And there's a lot of issues you can't speak up against because people will actually physically attack you.
因为在这个时代，他们已经变成很多事情，他如果真正真实的讲出来，有些人就会来找他们麻烦了。
And regarding the news, I just saw a recent survey. They surveyed quite a lot of people around the country. It was about 2,000 people surveyed. And they gave them the 12 news outlets that we have available in New Zealand. And people say that 10 of those 12 are left-leaning liberal news outlets, and only two are conservative.
然后他们在前一阵做了一个算是一个问卷调查。这问卷调查里面呢，就说这十有十二个很重要的新闻来源，就是那些报章杂重要的媒体。然后这十二个里面呢，几乎就大家认为其中有十个都是属于非常自由的论调的，比较所谓左倾的，然后有两个是属于比较保守的。
It's interesting that because it was done through a survey. So you ask most newspapers, you ask them the question, are you left-leaning, are you right-leaning, you're in the middle. And they say, yeah, we're in the middle because we're objective. We tell the truth, we're objective. And that's what most people, they want their newspapers to be objective.
他们的问题就是说你是左倾还是右倾的，那大部分的人都说他们是中立的。
Yeah, but, and we say objective, right?
Objective. 客观的,对,客观的。
And that's the way we should be. Everybody should be objective, but you're only going to be objective based on what you think is right.
那当然我们每一个人都应该要客观的,因为我们是应该以什么是对的作为我们的决定的基础。
See, and if you're not being objective, obviously you're being subjective, which means you're still in what you think your ideas are. You're not sort of looking at the overall aspects or the overall truth.
不是客观的，你就变成是主观的，是站在你完全自我的立场。
But how do you judge whether somebody is being objective or subjective, even yourself? How do you judge that?
但是你如何去分辨谁是客观的，谁是主观的？连你自己是不是客观主观，你都没办法分辨。
Are you going to ask everybody for a poll on what is right and what's wrong?
难道你要用那个调查说，哎，大家举手投票说是什么是对，什么是错吗？
Well, you know, that whole attitude in society has shifted in the last 50 years. See, 50 years ago, gay marriage would be unthinkable.
而这50年来，大家的所有的思考对与错已经是完全都大改变了。50年前绝对没有人会认为一个同性恋的婚姻是对的。
And to have a government debt where the government is spending every year as much as the GDP of a nation, you know, that would be unthinkable.
Sorry?
Well, you know GDP, right?
Yeah.
In the past, the government debt of a nation, they might say it's only a certain percent of the yearly GDP.
Right.
And now the debt each year is more than the GDP of a nation.
然后呢，更可怕的事情是在过去呢，每一个国家政府它可以花的债务啊，是都会有一个 GDP， 就是你的那个每年的那个 GDP 是
收入的百分之比，
是收入啦，
对，收入
是政府、
yeah.
或者是
国家的
预
算，花的预算，
不是，那是花，它是
收入的
GDP 是你
的。
哦，生产总值哈、
啊，
就是。国家的生产总值的一个百分比可以是它的国家的债务的比例，不能超过的。可是现在的很多国家，它的那个国家的债务是大于它的那个国家生产总值的那个数比例。
Yeah, but you can't look at any one particular government. It's all of the governments around the world. They just keep printing up money because they're so involved in socialism now.
而现在很多国家呢，甚至呢就已经不在乎花钱，他们就拼命的去印钞票，让他可以花，因为大家的脑袋都越来越想要走的是一个社会主义的状态。
Yeah, now, if we were being objective, and when I say objective, I mean we take the word of God as the standard. If we're being objective, the Bible tells us you have to be responsible for your own finances.
所以我们如果要客观的话，就像圣经所教导的，我们应该是要能够对我们自己可以花的钱是跟我们的财务是要符合财务的状态的，所以我们必须要对我们的财务负责。
I'm just using this as an example. You see, we could have used gay marriage as an example, but we can use personal and government spending as an example as well.
我们可以用这个同性恋婚姻当作例子，我们也可以用这个我们个人或者是国家所花的钱的财务的状况来做例子，也是可以的。
See, the Bible says clearly that God is the one who provides for us. You go to Matthew chapter 6, for example, and Jesus Christ promises his disciples, God will take care of your logistical needs, your food, your clothing, your shelter, your housing, your medicine. God takes care of that.
在马太福音四章里面就讲说，我们个人的需求神都是会照顾的。那所谓的个人的需求是包括我们食衣住行相关的所有的事情。
If you don't have the money to buy something, that obviously means God doesn't want you to have that just yet.
如果你没有钱可以去买什么东西，那代表的是什么？就是神不认为你该买那个东西。
But a lot of people think, well, no, you know, the banks are offering a cheap interest rate, and you know, I really want that new car, so I'll just take out a loan.
那但是呢，现在的人你就会想说，哎，我想要那台车，那银行会贷款给我啊，好，那我就应该可以买啊。
Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. Yeah, everybody has to make their own financial decisions, and sometimes it's a good investment. You might be having a business, and you don't have the money to buy a van. You need to borrow money, and then, but you always have the intention you're going to pay it back, right?
就说 ,Tim 说他并不是要去批判说你去贷款买东西。但是如果你买的东西是可以为了你的工作让你可以再用它作为生财的工具，那你要这样做，你的目标应该是你将很快就可以还掉这个钱。
But as a general principle, I really believe the Bible is, sort of teaches us that we shouldn't really get ourselves into debt unless it's really necessary.
但是无论如何，我们要记得的就是圣经教导我们不应该要进入所谓负债的状态，这是一个我们一定要记得。
Yeah, from a business perspective, maybe it's a bit different, but on a personal level, you're supposed to be content with what you have.
也许对做生意来讲有一些不同的规律，但是对我们个人的财务来说，我们应该要非常非常的对自己的财务要有这样的一个责任感。
And again, when you take out a loan, always you're expected to pay it back. But governments aren't like that.
不管是个人或生意，我们有了一个贷款，我们都是要想办法赶快把它还清的。可是现在的政府却不是这样做。
Yeah, see, governments just think, well, you know, we want more votes for the next election, so we better keep providing the people with their money, you know, through the social scheme. Give them the free schools and the free hospitals, free healthcare, you know, free parks, whatever like that. Because if we don't, people are going to start getting angry.
而政府的想法呢，是我们尽量的要让大家得到很多的免费的，不管是免费的医疗或免费的停车哈等等的，因为这样的话，他反而可以得到比较多的票，他的选举可以更容易得到更多的票。
This is always the attitude of socialist type governments, the left-leaning governments.
所以这种呢，就是所谓的社会主义性的一个政府，那就是越来越左倾的政府。
And people, it's not just the governments, but people are getting addicted to these programs. They're addicted to the free schooling, to the free healthcare, things like that.
所以呢，人呢，大家民众呢，就越来越这个上瘾了哈，就是想要免费的学校，免费的这个医疗，所有的东西都要免费，大家都像是上了瘾一样。
And what they've done is, instead of putting their trust in God, now they put their trust in the government to provide these things.
所以大家呢就变成是不是把自己的信心放在神的身上，而是把信心你的信任放在这个政府的身上。
And it says in Jeremiah 17:5, it says, if you put your trust in man, which means governments and government leaders, you'll be cursed.
耶利米书17:5说，
He who puts his trust in man will be cursed.
把他的信任放在人的身上，他都会被诅咒。
Yeah, and that's what you're doing. Now, when you're trusting the government to provide these things for you, it's like, well, God, okay, he's important, but the government's more important because they're the ones that are providing my security.
Sorry.
So you say, well, God's important, but this government, I have to vote for this government because they're my security for my retirement or something.
所以我们有些人就会说了，哎呀，神很重要，但是呢，啊，这个政府更重要，因为它可以给我更多的安全跟保障。
You're not going to get a government that says, okay, we have to cut all of the free schools and we have to cut the free hospitals and we have to cut the retirement plans because we don't have any money. You're not going to hear any politicians say that.
而这些政府官员们或者政治人物，他永远不会跟你讲说，哦，我会取消掉你的免费的学校、免费的这个健康保险等等的，他不会这样讲。
Yeah, anytime,
虽然他明明知道政府已经没有钱。
There might be a few people, like very conservative politicians, might say that, but they never get any votes.
如果有一些比较保守的政治人物，他可能会这样说的，那他就得不到选票。
Yeah. And again, it's very easy to spend other people's money. So, you know, the politicians, they can say, well, we can get you this and we can get that. We'll pay for that. Well, they're not paying for it. They're not going into their bank account or into their wallets and saying, here, I'm going to pay for your child's education.
所以所有的政治人物到后来呢都变成是他就是反正他不会拿自己的钱去补那个政府的洞他就是付他不需要付的钱就对了。
And these programs are very, very expensive.
而这一些花钱的计划都是非常昂贵的。
And what the government does when they start to run out of money, they just, now they electronically print it. They don't even print the banknotes anymore. They just, like in America, for example, the American government gives the Fed permission to print up more money, but they just stick more numbers on the computer.
现在要印钱更容易了，就只要在电脑上多打几个零，就更多钱就印出来了。
All that does is it devalues the money, because the more money you have in an economy, and the more you print up, whatever money you did have in the economy, all the value goes down.
而这就造成了通货膨胀，因为你钱印的越多，你的钱的价值就越小。
And that pushes up the cost of goods generally.
所以所有的物价也就会上涨。
And your spending power goes down. So that's how these people are paying for it.
所以然后你真正你的钱可以买到的东西就越来越少。那最后就是所有的问题又回到我们自己身上。
Okay, so you know, people think they're clever economists and that they can get away with it. I think nowadays economists truly believe that you can just keep printing up money with no consequences.
而现在的这些经济学家呢就完全认为呢只要你一直印钱就没问题。
But there are going to be consequences.
但是绝对会有后果的。
And eventually people might say, oh, maybe it wasn't such a good idea.
也许有些人会说啊这也许不是一个很好的想法。
Well, they won't have a choice. And then once the economy has collapsed, and everybody's sort of out on the streets and there's no infrastructure, then some people will turn to God.
所以当整个经济就最后要崩盘的结果就是很多人都没办法生活了就这些人才会回头去找神。
Since the last real depression in the 1930s, everything's been pretty good because of the socialist idea of just printing money. That's why things have been good.
那在1930年代的那次大萧条之后呢，好像世界都没有太严重的经济问题，是因为大家就一直拼命的印钱，那这都是站在社会主义的制度的概念下。
But these economists, again, they think they're clever, but they're not going to, we say, outwit. They're not going to outwit God. Now, God's not going to allow it to happen because it's not a system that's based on truth.
然后这些经济学家呢，都认为这个不是大问题，但是其实那个大问题来的时候，因为所有的事情它并不是照着真理来运行。
Yeah, but most people are bought into the system. They like the system because they get their stuff. And again, so most of the people nowadays, they're voting for socialism in some form. The whole society has gone very leftist.
那反正现在整个世界包括那些媒体都已经失去它客观的角度，因为大家都越来越往左倾的这种社会主义的概念。
Okay, but again, as Christians, you know, we need to stick with the truth. Our objectivity comes from the Word of God. What does the Word of God say?
所以我们基督徒却应该要跟他们不一样，是我们知道真正的客观是从神的角度来的。
Yeah, and actually it doesn't matter what newspaper you read, whether you read the left-wing newspapers or the right-wing or somewhere in the middle, none of them are really going to have the truth the way the Word of God has. You can't find truth in any of these papers.
不管我们现在看的是左倾的新闻还是右倾的新闻还是中间型的新闻，但不论怎么样，这些新闻都不可能真正看到真实的真理。
During the time of Nazi Germany, going back to the movie here, the Nazis controlled the news. They had the propaganda, and so everybody thought what Hitler was doing was a great idea, obviously.
而在二次世界大战，就回到这部电影啊，就是《隐藏的生活》。纳粹时代那些他们是完全控制媒体的内容声音的，所以在当时那些德国人好都是认为纳粹是非常伟大的，他们是可以给他们未来非常美好的生活的。
And so everybody thought it was a good idea to follow Hitler, and any dissent, anybody that raised up their voice against Hitler was instantly seen as someone who was an enemy, a traitor to the country.
而在当时呢，所有的人都认为希特勒他所作所为都是对的，所以只要有任何人提出质疑的话呢，大家就把他当作是一个背叛 的人。
And people became scared of these people. These Germans, they're locking this man up because they're scared that people like him might start to be hurt.
而这些纳粹呢，会把这些这个像这个 Franz 这个男主角都会抓起来，因为他们非常害怕这些人所讲的，就是这些讲实话的人所说的实话会被大家听到。
You say, why would they be scared of him? He's just a poor farmer.
因为这个 Franz 根本就没有什么可以被怕的，他只是一个很穷困的一个农夫啊。为什么会怕他呢？
And people are saying, yeah, whatever you say, it makes no difference in history. Nobody's listening to you.
然后他们就跟这个 Franz 说，你所说的话呢，不会影响到这个历史的。
Well, if they really thought he wasn't making a difference and that he was, you know, just this poor farmer, why don't they just let him go back to his farm and farm? Why do they have to kill him?
如果这些纳粹讲的话都是真的，那为什么这个人没有人会听他的话？为什么不让他就回到他的田地去？为什么一定要把他抓起来？
See, they don't want these people to use their free will. And that's another aspect of socialism. And we see now Marxism in the United States. They don't want people using their free will. They want to control everything.
所以这个事情呢，就是所谓的不让任何一个人有自由意志，去按照他自由意志去说话。就像现在在美国发生的状况，就那种群众 mob 的那种群众的影响力。
And that's one of Satan's major strategies, is to take away people's ability to even think that they have free will.
这就是撒旦他的诡计，他要让所有的人呢都不知道他自己是有自由意志的。
Like in Thailand, for example, you meet people and you could be talking to them about Jesus Christ, and they say, well, I don't really want to believe in Jesus Christ because I'm Thai. And you look at them, you're Thai, so, well, okay, explain more.
那就像在泰国啊，那他们家在泰国 ，Tim 他就说，你在路上如果跟一个人谈到耶稣基督，他一定说，哦，我不想听耶稣基督，因为我是泰国人。
And you say, well, yeah, why don't you think you believe in Jesus? And I said, well, I'm Thai, I have to be Buddhist.
然后他说，因为我是泰国人，所以我必须是一个佛教徒。
See, basically, they've lost their use of the free will. They think I can't believe in Jesus Christ. I have to be a Buddhist.
所以他们等于是放弃了他有自由意志去选择的这个机会。那我是泰国人，所以我就必须是一个佛教徒。
They do have freedom of religion in Thailand, obviously, but it's almost become like a part of the constitution, I guess, where Buddhism is the national religion. I think it actually is formally the national religion. And in all the government agencies, at the schools, for example, like that, they have the statues and you have to bow to the statues and things like that.
Really?
For the young kids at school.
Wow. 所以在泰国其实是有宗教自由的，但是他们也有一种佛教立国的这个宪法。所以在各学校里面，其实上学什么都还是会跟一个佛像敬礼。
Or somebody might just say, well, you know, I can't believe in Jesus because my family is Muslim.
也许有些人说，哎，我不能相信耶稣基督，因为我家庭是穆斯林。
My great grandfather was a Muslim. My grandfather, my parents, all my brothers and sisters are Muslim, so I have to be a Muslim.
我的曾祖父、祖父等等，我的兄弟姐妹都是穆斯林，所以我必须是穆斯林。
See, what they've done is they've said, well, I don't have my free will. I have to follow what my family is doing.
所以这个说法就是说，哎，我其实是没有自由意志的，我必须要顺从于我的家人。
And in Nazi Germany, it was a similar situation. People say, well, you know, I can't believe in anything else. I'm a German. I have to follow Hitler.
就像当时的德国人说，啊，我是德国人，所以我必须要跟随希特勒。
And the propaganda had been telling them. And remember, Hitler was basically voted through a democracy. The propaganda was saying that Hitler was going to be the one that would make Germany a great country again.
而他们的宣传呢，就是在告诉德国人说，希特勒会让德国再度伟大。
Yeah, free will is very important. That's what Franz recognized. We see that coming out in the movie.
好，所以呢，自由意志是很重要的一件事情。那在这个电影里面看到这一位 Franz， 好，他真的很理解他自己的角度。
Yeah, so he says, if God gives us free will, which he does, we're responsible for what we do.
这个 Franz 他就说了哈，他说。如果神给我们自由意志，我们就应该要对我们所做的事情负责。
And God does make you responsible for every decision you make.
神要我们对我们所下的每一个决定要负责。
You see, we get into these mob mentalities. Well, they say, well, it's not my responsibility. See, they're thinking in their minds, I guess, if they are thinking at all. It's not my responsibility because I'm with this big group of people. And so, you know, we're all in this together. So I'm immune from the consequences.
所以在美国的那些所谓 mob, 就是一群群众哦，看到人就打，看到警察就打的这个，这些人他们其实在群众中他自己给他自己一个说法，就是说哦，我不需要负责，因为我是跟着大家一起做的。
But again, God does make you responsible, and the key to the angelic conflict, to the angelic trial, is your volition. Are you going to be obedient to God, or are you going to rebel against Him?
所以其实呢，在天堂的法庭里面，他就是在每天都是在我们都在面对我们在这个法庭上面，我们所做的是愿意顺服于神，还是不顺服于神的这个决定？因为我们是有自由意志去决定要顺服或不顺服于神所教导的。
And a lot of Christians say, "Well, yeah, yes, I will follow God."
有些基督徒他们就会说：“哦，对我一定是跟随神。”
And then God gives them a test.
然后神就给你一个测试。
We just talked about how Jesus Christ was standing before Pilate, and he was willing to do God's plan to the point of death. He died upon the cross.
就像耶稣基督站在比拉多前面，然后比拉多就问他说：“我可以让你自由，或者是被处死，所以你要怎么选择？”
On that night, Jesus Christ has even said to Peter.I can't remember what the conversation was, but Peter said, Lord, I will do whatever you say and I will follow you to the point of death, something like that.
就像彼得在就是最后晚餐那一天有跟耶稣说我要永远跟随你。
And then he got the test the next day or something. A little girl came up to him and said, oh, didn't we see you with Jesus Christ? Peter's denying Jesus Christ because a little girl was accusing him of just being with Jesus.
有一个女孩就看到彼得就说：“哎，我知道你是跟那个耶稣在一起。”然后那个彼得就马上否认。
Oh, he failed that test.
那马上他就失败了，就那个测验他就失败了。
Okay, and he felt very ashamed about that, of course.
后来他当然很非常非常的丢脸，
okay,
自己都觉得很丢脸。
But later on, you know, Peter's going to get many great tests, and eventually he will die for Jesus Christ. He's going to be martyred.
而但是呢，后来。彼得就完全就再受到很多测试也他都通过了他最后还为耶稣而死成为烈士
Yeah, see, at that time it's just like Peter didn't have enough humility and enough faith to be able to stand for the truth Okay, but ultimately you know, you are going to be tested every day sometimes just little tests are you going to be obedient about this? Are you going to control your sins?
而我们呢也就是这样每天都在被测试中你是不是可以顺从于神教导的？你是不是可以控制你的罪行
？Maybe God knows you have a weakness for getting angry in traffic, and as long as you're getting angry in traffic every day, well, you're failing your test.
那也许神就知道呢，你对于这个交通是超没耐心，很容易生气的，所以他就每天都让你被这样测试，那你就每天都失败，你都每天都在犯罪。
And eventually you learn how to control your anger and traffic, and then you realize there's another point in your life that you need to pass as well. So you realize you've got another weakness.
而也许有一天你终于可以控制你的对于交通的不耐，而开始你会发现又有另外一个测试在那边等着，因为神也看得到那是你的弱点。
Yeah, but every time you get a test, your free will is in question. Really, your free will is it's the key subject.
所以呢我们的这个自由意志是每一天被测试的主题。
Okay, now I have another 10-minute break. Oh, no, let's just make it 5 minutes and then we can finish off.
好，我们休息5分钟回来。